Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ira Flagstead. Batting second. The third baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting third. The first baseman, Phil Toad. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Doug Tate. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting eighth. The catcher, Fred Hoffman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Danny McFadden. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Danny McFadden. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The right fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rube Wahlberg. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Rube Wahlberg. And now, play ball. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phil Toad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toad bunts towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Meyer moves to second. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Meyer. The throw from Cochran and he is out, Dykes applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bishop. The throw from Hoffman and he is out, Gerber applying the tag. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Cochran fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Miller. Hoffman reaches second base with a double. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Simmons moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a line drive towards short. Gerber catches it and throws to second to double up Simmons. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Flagstead hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-0 in the game. Tote hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McFadden fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-for-1 in the game. Cobb bunts towards first. Tote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Williams moves to second. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-1 in the game. Tate hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerber hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams scores. Reagan moves to third. Gerber moves to second. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hoffman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reagan scores. There goes Gerber trying to get to home. Simmons throws the ball into Dykes, who relays the ball to Cochran, who tags Gerber, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Two outs. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 0-for-1 in the game. McFadden strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Cochran goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1 Red Sox. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox strikes out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Simmons moves to third. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Flagstead strikes out. 1 out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Wahlberg covering, for the out. 2 outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0 for 1 in the game. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0 for 1 in the game. Boley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wahlberg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bishop hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0 for 2 in the game. Cobb hits a fly ball into right field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams bunts towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 2 in the game. Tate hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cochran hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Fox reaches second base with a double. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Miller bunts towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Miller for the out. Fox moves to third. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground for an out. Dykes moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McFadden fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wahlberg fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hoffman strikes out. Two outs. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 0-for-2 in the game. McFadden hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wahlberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bishop strikes out. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-for-3 in the game. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Flagstead hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Miller. Flagstead reaches second base with a double. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Meyer bunts towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Flagstead moves to third. One out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-2 in the game. Tote hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Flagstead scores. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Tote moves to second. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Reagan hits a fly ball into right field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tote tags and moves to third. Two outs. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 3 in the game. Tate hits a line drive to center field. Miller throws towards Bishop. Bishop fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bishop. Tote scores. Williams goes all the way around to score. Tate moves to second. It's 7-3, Red Sox. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gerber hits a fly ball into right field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a fly ball into right field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Simmons moves to second. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan fields it and throws to second for the out. Simmons moves to third. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 3 in the game. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Miller moves to second. Eddie Collins pinch hits for Joe Boley. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Simmons scores. Miller moves to third. Dykes moves to second. It's 7-4, Red Sox. Walt French pinch hits for Rube Wahlberg. Red Ruffing now pitching. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Hosler now playing shortstop. Eddie Rommel now pitching. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hoffman bunts in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Flagstead hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hosler fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0 for 4 in the game. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Philadelphia Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Shibe Park in Philadelphia.